Senator Jackson.
Yes.
Mr. President, this is Scoop Jackson.
Yes, your voice is loud and clear. I hope you're having a good trip.
Thank you very much. It's an interesting trip I'm going on from here to Persia and to Saudi Arabia.
Good, and so naturally you would know to extend my warmest regards to the Prime Minister here and to our friends there, and also particularly to the Shah. You should have a good talk with him. He's our great friend, and the Saudis are
cool. I have dinner with the Prime Minister here in about an hour.
Oh, good.
And I will see the Shah, as I understand it, day after tomorrow.
Good.
And I will convey to both of them your best wishes.
Yeah, and to the Saudi, too.
Yes, sir.
Right.
The King Faisal is out of the country.
Well, he's not well anyway, so it's the Secretary of Defense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, whoever the ranking person is, The day after election when I left for Europe, and
right.
I wanted to congratulate you and to say that anything that I could do to be of help on a follow-up on the matters we discussed, I'd be glad to do so, and I'll be back, unfortunately, not until Sunday night, December 3rd.
December the 3rd. Fine.
But I will be available if there's anything I can be of help to you on, and I do want to assist in any way that will be useful and helpful to you.
Well, you certainly can be most helpful. Let me tell you that on the one project that we discussed, ACTA,
yes, sir.
If anybody feels more strongly about it than you do, it's me. So I can assure you that I'm working on it in every possible way. Part of the problem, Scoop, with some of these things like ACTA is, as you know, the Congress, in its wisdom, set the damn things up. But I find, on the other hand, I have no obligation to appoint people. You know what I mean? Or to staff it. Isn't that your point?
Yes, right. And
yeah.
I think that the changes down underneath are essential to whoever you have at the top.
Exactly.
The head of it.
Exactly.
One person, you know, in some category that you might want to think about is Senator Gordon Allett.
Yes, yes.
He's very loyal to you.
Right.
And I just have not had a chance to talk to Gordon. And it's just a thought where he might fit in something.
Right. Let me ask you that. You gave us the name. I have that in mind, too. But you gave us the name of the fellow in Europe.
Yes, sir. That individual that... Yes, the general.
The general.
Yes. In Europe,
isn't
I also mentioned the fellow that was a good linguist, but the head of one of the agencies.
Right,
at
right.
the present time.
Right.
And they ought to be looked at.
Would you do this so that I can have it? Just wire me those two names again on that point. And also, now, as far as the names of people down on the woodwork, I know one. Who came to that you mentioned, and I have him marked. But
Henry knows about the general.
Yeah.
And of course, General Haig is very high on him.
I know. Yeah.
Well, name, you know?
But I mean also the people that ought to be out. I need that list from you.
Yes. Well, I'll see that's put in your hands. Henry has a copy of it.
Well, all right. Well, I'll dig it out of his office then. Fine.
He has a list.
Right.
And,
good. All right. If he's got it, good. That's all I need. You don't have to bother.
Might be better that way.
No. I got it. We've already talked about it. And if he's got everything you have, Scoop, I'll get it from him. It's fine.
Mr. President, and I'll be reachable on this trip. Any place along the line. That I can be of any help to
It's a very important trip. When you get back, I'd like to see you. It's around after December 3rd, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be in on Monday the 4th.
Great. I'll be here, and I'll see you. I'm not taking off on any vacation. I went to Florida for 3 days, and then I'm...
Sure.
But I'm at Camp David now. We're doing a lot of reorganization. It's going to be quite exciting.
Well,
and, we'll need your support on it. Well, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll convey those messages.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.